So in this episode, I do a complete pivot. I was going to share 3 easy steps to creating preferred habits, and instead I talk about boundaries and what life throws at you when you set them up. So I hope you find value in what I share today.
Welcome to Becoming Lauren. I'm your host, Cheryl Ann. Hang out with me weekly as I share my journey to becoming Lauren, who, by the way, is my superpower, the goddess in me. She has and holds boundaries, she stands in her own power, and she speaks her truth. She is a badass. I'm sharing what's working, what I've learned along the way, and my guests will share how they made the leap as well, all with the goal of inspiring you to find and embrace your inner goddess too. Let's do this thing.
So this one's going to be a little different. I had actually already chosen a topic. I had recorded the episode. I had started editing it, and life kind of, you know, went into the shitter there for a bit. And I, you know, my father was experiencing some health issues, and I needed to really be there for him. And as much as I love y'all, you know what? The podcast is secondary to my father's health, and even my own, for that matter. I know I have made a commitment that I would put out an episode weekly. I have some listeners that, you know, seem to be pretty consistent. Thank you so much for that, by the way. Just a little shout out there. Anyway, I got back to editing it. And so I had to kind of start over. And as I'm listening to it, I'm like, this just, you know, doesn't seem relevant to what's actually going on in my life. And it doesn't feel inspired. It felt like I was trying to fit a mold. You know, they say if you have a podcast, you want to make sure that, you know, your title is catchy and it's got keywords in it and you're creating value for people. And you know what? I try to do that on a regular basis. And I'll tell you, this last one that I just totally erased was called 3 Easy Steps to Creating Preferred Habits. And I was sharing how I've been working on getting out of my own way and some techniques that I'm using. And I was just listening to it and I was boring myself. Even though, don't get me wrong, it was important information and it works, but it just felt contrived. Like I was doing my podcast for, I won't say ratings, but you know, ratings, you know, who's, you get more listeners on board and whatnot. And I'm just, I don't know. I think something's shifting in me where I really don't care so much about ratings. If what I have to say can help even one person, then my sharing is worth it. So, and here's the other thing. It's called pod fade. They say most podcasts start, and with it, after 7 episodes, it just stops. Like, I think people get a little bit deflated when you know, they haven't reached a big audience right away. It's not something that they're, you know, able to make a living at, or for whatever reason, coming up with things to talk about. There's all sorts of reasons for pod fade. And I'm not ready to give up the podcast. I will say that some things have shifted, and I feel like there's other things that I also want to be doing. I think I'm going to change maybe my formatting and not record once a week, and instead commit to recording when I feel really inspired. And so I guess what I want to say today is that, you know, I don't want to talk about creating preferred habits. I can't even force myself to do that today. I feel like I've been through the ringer over the last, I'd say probably about a week. And I'm noticing that a lot of changes that I've been making in myself, for instance, the, you know, the Lauren version 2.0, which is I hold my boundaries. Actually, I create boundaries and I hold them. And that's one of the things that's really solidifying. So I've been creating boundaries for quite some time now, but not always have I been able to hold them. And it is said in that a lesson will keep coming back over and over until you learn it. And so there's a couple steps to that. First, you become aware that it's even there and you're like, oh, that's awful. I'm definitely going to change that. And you feel like because you know it, you're now aware of it, you feel like, well, that's just a done deal. And it's not. It's not a done deal. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on inside when you first realize that there are things that you want to change about yourself. And then once you realize that, then it's putting it to practice over and over again. And it feels like the universe really starts throwing situations your way to test your resolve. You know, did you really learn it? Are you really standing in your power? Or are you, you know, knowing that that's what you want to do, but there's other things in the way, like fear, conditioning, all sorts of things that make it really difficult to put those into action. And so it's funny, I thought I had this all sorted out, and I was like, I'm standing in my power, and I have my boundaries, and I don't let people cross them. And I'm here to tell you that, you know what, I'm definitely on my way, but there are some of my most key relationships are the ones where I struggle with that the most. We create patterns with our close relationships, and we kind of fall into them, and we just kind of play them over and over again. So yes, you know what, I'm going to use the setting boundaries, creating and maintaining your boundaries. I am doing really well at that with most people. But that's because, you know what, with most people, it was easy and not quite so easy when it comes to up close and personal relationships with family members, spouse, children, parents. Those ones, you know, it's like if you're going to, let's just, because I'm doing a podcast, erase a recording. There's years of recording when it comes to those close and personal relationships. And they are much more ingrained. They're much deeper. They go a lot deeper than you think they do. And the funny thing is that lately, one after another, after another, after another, all of these situations keep coming up, testing that boundary. Is that boundary strong? Can you withhold it? Can you stand in your power no matter if the house starts falling down around your head, or somebody's pissed off at you, like really angry at you, and you don't, it's not comfortable. Can you still hold it because it's what's true for you? And so it's, as I said, I found it really funny that, you know, I thought I had this all, you know, worked out, and, you know, rubbing my, my chest, patting myself on the back and saying, yeah, you go, girl, you got this. And then it's kind of like the universe has said, really? Okay. Let's put you through the final exam. Let's see what we can throw at you and see if you can still stand or if you're going to fall. So the funny thing is I will say that I have fallen on a couple, and I've just stood strong on the rest. And with the onslaught, I won't tell you I didn't cry, because I cried. I cried hard. I had a day, and I was just like, this really sucks. All this stuff really sucks. This is like, what the hell is happening? I was, you know, working on myself, and things were going wonderful, And then I feel like I was just like dropped off a building and splat on the sidewalk. And I was mad at myself. Like, why did you do that? Why did you, you know, you didn't want to do that. Why did you do that? Why didn't you stand in your power? And I guess I had to remind myself how far I've come. And yeah, I stumbled. Yes, I fell, but I picked myself back up very quickly. Whereas before, that would have taken me down a rabbit hole that I would have stayed in for quite a while. So I had my little cry, and then I said, you know what? You're still doing a great job. Get up and let's go at it again. And so you know what? I know there's no real structure to this podcast episode. I'm just kind of sharing with you that what we know is not always what we do. What we want to incorporate is going to take practice. You're going to have to stand there and face the onslaught of tests. And some you'll fail until you don't. There will come a point where it's just who you are. Right now, it's like trying on a different coat. I've got this coat on, and I've got some of the buttons done up, but not all of them. But I'm getting closer and closer. So once I think, you know, in that analogy, once I get to the top button, I'll be there with all of my relationships. But at the same time, like I said, the other thing that I'm really working on is giving myself grace and knowing that, you know what, it didn't happen. I didn't just learn how to people please and, I don't know, fall into line to avoid uncomfortable situations. I didn't just learn that in a day. I learned that over years. And, because I was unaware, I reinforced that with more and more and more experiences. And the reason I've decided I don't want to do that anymore is because, yeah, I didn't like myself anymore. I was angry all the time. That's what actually started my journey. I was really angry at a lot of people, and it was coming out in like a rage, but usually when I'm by myself, because I would be too embarrassed to show anybody else. But I'm talking about crying, screaming, freaking out rages, because I was just so frustrated with not being true to myself. I was not at all, you know, if I wanted to do something, but somebody else wanted me to do something else, I would go the easy route. Well, yeah, let's not make anybody angry. Let's not upset the apple cart. Let's not have to deal with any repercussions. Okay, fine, I can do it. But then it happens again and again and again. And then after a while, you know what, that anger builds up. And when you have a lot of anger and sadness and, well, rage inside, it doesn't hurt anybody else. It only hurts you. It creates illnesses in the body and the mind. And yeah, that's where I found I was before I started on my journey to becoming Lauren. I was in a very angry place, and I was a victim. I blamed everybody else. He keeps making me do this, or that's because of what my, you know, parents made me do, or whatever. I blamed everybody else, and I was angry because they were making me do something. Well, what I've learned is nobody can make me do anything. Every single thing that I choose to do, I chose to do. So in order to choose differently, I've had to look at my life and what I am doing that I don't want to do, and the things that make me angry, and where I step back and let other people decide for me what it is I am going to do. And now that I'm aware, I can make different choices, and I am making different choices. And I guess, you know what, this whole episode is kind of like, I think it might be a new start to becoming Lauren. And that's the cool thing. It's my podcast. I can do whatever I want. I don't have to follow the course that, you know, this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to title it. This is how long it's supposed to be. This is, you know, you're supposed to make it, you know, this, that, or the other. I can really do whatever I want, including just not doing it if I don't want. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to record podcast episodes when I have something I really feel inspired to share. And I'm going to give it to you unstructured, just like I kind of did this one. I'm just going to speak out loud. I find I really work things out that way. I guess what I really want to say is that I don't want to feel like this is a chore, becoming Lauren, my podcast. I want it to be a place where I can share what I'm learning as I'm learning it, my ups and downs and, you know, discoveries as they happen. And maybe it can help you on your journey. Ultimately, that is the goal for me, is to just help other people traverse this thing called life, and maybe be able to learn from something that I share and be able to apply it to your own life and have it make a difference for you. So that's about all I have for today. I just, you know, I feel some shifting going on and thought I'd share that with you. And just so funny that, you know, I started off with one idea and was almost completed. And I just didn't feel like it was inspired enough for you, my audience. Small though it may be, you know what? If you're going to spend the time listening to me, I'm going to make sure that when I'm sharing, I'm giving you my best. And although this might not be the best technically, you know, set up perfectly, I don't know, for everybody else, it does feel inspired for me. So thank you for listening. And I hope you have a fabulously inspired day. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please go drop some love on it and leave me a review. It really helps others find my podcast as well. And please know that I really appreciate every single one. Make sure you subscribe as well so you don't miss it when the next episode goes live. And hey, if you know someone that would benefit from and enjoy this or other episodes, please share Becoming Lauren with them too. If you're looking for more connection, join my private Facebook group, Calling All Goddesses, or look me up on Instagram at becoming.thegoddess.lauren. Don't worry, all of the links are in the show notes. One last thing, have yourself a fabulous day and go out there and be your unique and wonderful self, because hey, no one else has that superpower.